In a world of conflicting values, where questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Join us now for the Word for Life, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church and hosted by Pastor Greg Huffman, as he shares the truth for the day.
Well, good morning. This is Rich Schmidt coming to you from the Word for Life broadcast. We have started a series on current events and Bible prophecy. We trust that you've enjoyed the first two broadcasts on this issue, even though they hit some very, very tender spots, if you will, regarding global warming. If you'd like a copy of our notes, we do have a booklet available to you. If you contact us at WFL, which stands for Word for Life, so WFL at brooksidebc.org. So again, WFL at brooksidebc.org. If you'll ask for the notes on this six-part series, we would be more than happy to send them to you. In addition, I am available, Richmond. I travel around the country and do actually some international work and speak and preach on prophecy everywhere we go. And I'm also willing to address some of these current events and Bible prophecy, showing what's taking place in our country and around the world, and specifically in Israel as well, and come to your church and be more than happy to share on these things. So if you contact WFL at brooksidebc.org and let us know you'd like to have me come to your church to go through some of these things or anything on Bible prophecy, I would absolutely love to come. Anywhere in the country, we'll come free of charge. We simply ask that you may provide a love offering of any kind, and we will be happy to come. All right, well, let's get into the broadcast this morning. And the first two broadcasts, we showed from God's Word that there's at least 1,007 years left before this earth will be taken away. So, folks, if you're concerned about it, if you're fretting about it, I highly recommend you listen to our first broadcast on this subject. And then on the second broadcast, we brought out some absolutely startling things that are coming about around the world as being recommended to fight climate change. And the most jaw-dropping concept that's being thrown out is cannibalism. In other words, it'll help reduce the issue of food shortages, plus it'll stop emitting gases and so forth from the soils. But folks, this cannot happen. This is not godly. It's not something sanctioned by Scripture. And we need to stand up as God's people and say, no, that is going too far. Well, this morning we're going to talk about another issue that is really a problem facing our country and, unfortunately, many places around the world. And that's lawlessness. Folks, it's just becoming more apparent. Things are so much more violent than they have ever been, if you will, in the American climate. There are so many murders, so many drug overdoses, so many people that are addicted to various alcohol and drug substances, that it's really causing lawlessness to abound. And I want to make it very clear, when we're looking at things that are taking place in current events, it's nothing compared to what's going to be coming in what's known as the tribulation period. Folks, it's bad now, but actually the book of 2 Timothy addresses this. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, I want to read a few verses starting at verse 1. 2 Timothy 3 discusses what will be taking place in the last days before God takes his church home or raptures them from this earth. And that's found in 1 Thessalonians 4, 13 to 18, and 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 51 through 54. But let's read 2 Timothy for a moment, chapter 3 and verse 1. But know this, that in the last days of this age, in other words, before Jesus takes Christians out of here, those who have trusted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, but know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. Men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal. Did you catch that word? Brutal. Despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, and from such people turn away. Well, folks, it's so unfortunate that all of these things just seem to be exploding in our culture. The violence is off the charts. Let me give you a couple of literal statistics. Violence in America and the world. In 2018, the United States murders, the countrywide murders. Are you ready for this number? These are people who were murdered. Get a number in how many people you think have been murdered in our country in 1 year. Here it comes. 15,498 murders in 2018. 15,498 murders in 1 year in our country. Folks, that's a war. That's a battle. But yet it's taking place mainly in our large urban areas that people are slaughtering each other. And these statistics are from January 1st to August 31st, 2019. 297 mass shootings have occurred. 297 mass shootings of this year. Out of that amount, 1,219 people were injured and 335 people died in mass shootings. Now, folks, none of us like this. We hear about our schools and our churches and our friends and those who live in the, if you will, the inner city or the urban areas, and the amount of death and the amount of violence is absolutely horrible. There's individuals that make a rather large concern about gun violence. And folks, there is gun violence. There are people who pick up guns and use them to commit horrific, felonious acts. The gun didn't shoot the people on its own. It is individuals who are lawless that are picking up these weapons, most of them purchased illegally or obtained illegally, and are using them to kill people in our communities. Now, I don't want to address what the proper thing is on gun control and all those things, and that's a whole other thing I'm going to let the government handle. But folks, here's the one thing I know. Are you ready for this? Government does not change the heart. Did you hear me? Government, my dear friends, does not change the heart. Only Jesus Christ can change the heart. Folks, we look to the government to protect us, but the government is the last line of defense. Do you know what the first line of defense is to fight all this violence and all these murders and all these things happening around the country? It's the Christian people. When God told us in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 that he has given us the job, he has given us the opportunity to tell every single person we can that Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners. Folks, if the Christians, if we were doing our job, and I'm looking in the mirror while I'm saying this, if we all were doing our job and we were reaching people, we were getting into those areas where gun violence is high, if we were reaching our young people at home, at school, at church, in the community, folks, we could turn around the violence that is taking place today. But it takes a lot of laborers, and the laborers are few, and we've got to see this for what it is. Folks, are you charged up? Is there something you can do in your own community? Is there something Christian you can do with your children to raise them properly and make sure that they know God's morals and ethics, that every single person is a sacred person for whom Christ died and he loves, and we need to have that same love? Well, let me move on to another issue. How about the opioid crisis, the overdose deaths that are taking place across the country? I asked my wife a little bit ago, I said, what is your guess on how many overdose deaths there were? And the only major statistic that's out there goes back to 2017. I said, what's your guess on how many opioid overdose deaths occurred in 2017? She came up with a guess of 5,000. And I said, you're not even close. The number actually is 70,000. Folks, do you hear that number? It is absolutely shocks the conscience. 70,237 overdose deaths in 2017. That is off the charts. In the little county I live in, Milwaukee County, there were over 330 people in 2018 that died of overdose opioid deaths. that record is looking to be increased based on the current trend. We're looking at a potential of well over 400 people that will die just in Milwaukee County alone this year from overdose deaths. What does the Bible have to say about this, folks? Well, again, let's go to Ephesians 4:15, which says that we need to speak the truth in love. And folks, that really is the answer. God asked us, His children, those who have trusted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, Christians, to stand up, but to tell folks in love. You know, we're never going to be able to change the culture if folks don't trust us, if they don't see the love that we have in our hearts for them, Christian. How are we going to reach those that have grown up in areas where there's tremendous violence, where there's underprivileged, if you will, where they're starving to death, if you will, where they're going through horrific times if we don't show them love? You see, why do people act out? Why do they get angry? Why do they get mean? There's several reasons. One of the first, though, is that they don't feel love. They're in a survival mode. And folks, only God can change that heart. Throwing them in prison, arresting them, sometimes that needs to be done, but folks, that's not going to change the heart. We can't look to the government to do our job. Oh, Christian, how we must love people, how we must get into those places where folks are struggling, how we need to get into the places where these violent crimes are taking place, how we need to get into the places where young people and adults are addicted to drugs. Folks, do we have a heart? Do we truly love people? I beseech you, my dear friends, we've got a big job to do. Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 says, Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery. You say, wait a minute, who cares about sorcery? We don't have a lot of witchcraft going on. The word sorcery in Galatians chapter 5, verse 20, the word sorcery is actually the Greek word, and you may recognize how it sounds. Let me say the Greek word for you and see if you can come up with an English word that sounds similar. Here it is, pharmakia. Pharmakia. What does that word sound like? Well, folks, it sounds like the word pharmacy, and you are exactly right. The Greek word actually discusses drugs used both for a curative or medicinal drug and also a poisonous one. Pharmakia means the occult, sorcery, witchcraft, illicit pharmaceuticals, trance, magical incantations with drugs. That is a derivative of the word pharmakia. Now, folks, here's what I'm saying. Satan, the demonic army, if you will, everything that hates God and is against God is doing everything in its satanic power, if you will, to try and destroy our youth, destroy our people through lawlessness, through violence, through drug addiction, through alcohol addiction, and all these things. And folks, there is only one answer to the question, and we have to close with this. Here is the answer. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And folks, He's given us that job. Christian, what are you going to do with Jesus today? Would you please share the good news? Well, thanks so much for listening. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. And meet us right back here at the Word for Life broadcast.
We hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. If you would like a copy of today's program, have a question we can answer, please contact us at the Word for Life, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. For more info about the Word for Life, to make a donation to help us continue this broadcast, as well as other resources for your Christian walk, visit us at www.thewordforlife.org. Thanks for listening today. Tune in again next time as we bring the Word of God to your life.